I remember when I was in India, I don't know if I told you this, but I was in India for like 2 weeks, and it was the same experience of just being like, oh my God, like the time, like their concept of time is so different than like the concept of time in the
Same.
States. It's like, do you not know what like a deadline is? Like, you know, like I'm also from like the
No.
Northeast, which is like insanely fast.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I think here in Indonesia, even in their language, they don't have a future tense. So it's like when they speak of the future, they say I do, not I will do, for instance. So it's like it starts with language. They have a weird, like not a weird language, but the language is so simplified. There's, I think, also not even a past. There's no real past and there's no future. It's just the present, which is beautiful in one way, because like people are present, people are focusing on the present moment. Amazing. But when it comes to planning stuff, it's like horrible. So
Oh my
same
God.
here.
Well, I'm so excited to come visit you. Let's just freaking dive in right now. I feel like this is a perfect opportunity. Like, I am so excited to be here with you, Laura, because for so many reasons, like you're such a homie. You have become such a great girlfriend to me. And also, I love the work that you do. You're based in Bali. Your life just like is so epic. It's so cool. You and Max, Kurt and I, like, I just feel like we have so many similarities. And honestly, I wanted you to just come on the show to just chat, talk about all things entrepreneurship, feminine leadership, feminine energy, like love, life, business. I mean, literally all of it. Like, we could take this conversation in so many ways, but I would love to hand over the mic to you and just have you share a little bit about you, where you are right now, tell them about Bali, and who you are.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, Sam. I love that we're doing this. We did a podcast episode of my podcast already, and there was such a vibe, so much fun. And today, well, I would also love to jam on anything that comes up. We'll just take it with the flow. But to quickly introduce myself, I am Laura. I am living in Bali since about 2 years. I've been like traveling back and forth for a really long time. And when I met my partner in 2020, we also moved around a little bit in Europe and then eventually decided to settle here. So we have a house here right now. We have two dogs that are so cute. They're constantly on my Instagram stories.
They are
And so
so
there's a lot
cute.
of dog content. They're so fucking cute. They're nearly a year old by now, so that is very cool. So we'll have a 1 year anniversary very soon too. But yeah, I mean, I'm doing life here since around 2 years, and I honestly sometimes feel like it's such a different timeline to where I used to be, like 4 maybe 5 years ago, when I was still, in my home country, and I was just really not sure what to do with my life, to be honest. I knew I didn't want the normal path. I didn't want, to like just get a job as, at a magazine or as a copywriter. Like I learned so many things throughout school and university, but none of that really stuck with me for some reason. I was like, it doesn't truly light me up. It feels like I can go through the motions, but I don't truly feel like I'm alive. Like, where can I feel more alive? And then I sold my belongings, moved to Bali when I was 22. And that was literally 5 years ago. So crazy what happened in the meantime. And now I'm running my business from here. I'm loving my life. There are so many soul sisters who live here, who are moving here, who are coming to visit. So
Me.
I'm putting it out there for next year. No, but I'm just so grateful to have created this life and to do this work and to just share what I'm so fucking passionate about, because I think at the end of the day, running a business, like, yeah, you do it to also, like, have a living, but also in the first case, it's just self-actualization in its like most beautiful way. And I know it's the same for you. We're both doing it because we're living and breathing and embodying it, and it's just our daily gem. So like I feel so grateful to be here and to share hopefully some bits and pieces of what's gotten me here.
I love that. Oh, I feel like we met on Instagram. I think, was it me that just slid into your DMs? Is that how it
I
happens?
think so.
Yeah, that's a pretty
I think so, but I'm
normal
not sure.
that's a pretty normal
That's a
thing for me to do.
Sam move. Hey,
I'm
let's be
like,
friends.
hey, you look cool. I think we'd like each other. Let's hang out. in DMs for now.
It was something along the lines.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But I remember what kind of hit me was that you were doing such similar work, and you also had this past of like being so burnt out, being so in your masculine. And like me, that was my journey too, from, you know, working out 8-10 times a week, you know, working 60 to 80 hour weeks and not putting myself first, didn't even know what the word pleasure meant, had no concept of like play and fun and ease. And I just was so, I guess, subconsciously addicted to that struggle and that like victim identity. And I know you've shared a lot on your page about how you've overcome that and the steps you've taken. And I would love to hear, like, kind of take us back to that place in your life where you were talking about, you were in Germany, right? At the time when you were kind of like figuring it out and you're like, what am I doing with my life? Can you take us back to that time? Cause I'm really curious to know what that Laura's like, cause I can't even imagine that version of you based on who you are now.
My God. I can't really, I mean, I know her. I still know that version of me. Cause I used to be that version of me for so many years, but honestly, it just feels like a different time. Like it feels like a different life, you know. It feels like it's a different person, which is so weird because it's just 5 to 6-7 years ago, which is so weird. But during that time, so let's actually start with how I grew up and stuff, because I think that definitely plays into that. So when I grew up, I was always a high achiever, type A personality, like doing everything, like being very perfectionistic too, like putting a lot of pressure on myself, because ultimately deep down, I didn't know how to cultivate self-worth within. So I was constantly seeking amazing grades at school, like being popular, having a lot of friends. I was defining myself through that shit. So I did that, which eventually resulted in me getting really depressed. That wasn't the only reason. Like my parents at that time were going through a divorce, through a breakup. So that was super, super tough and really taking a toll on my mental health, also my identity, because I kind of lost my sense of like, who the fuck am I? Like I, you know, like my parents had these like really difficult conversations. It was very toxic to be at home at that time too. So that, like, my entire nervous system was in constant fight or flight mode because of my situation at home. And then again, like at school, like trying to like do it all, like have these amazing grades, have all these friends, eventually hitting rock bottom. People could tell like I was struggling, but no one knew what was going on because I wasn't talking about it, because honestly, I wasn't really feeling safe to like open up to anyone, because I wanted to keep up this image of like, hey, I'm fine. Like I'm the happy girl. I'm the girl with the good grades. Like everything is great, you know? And it's so sad. I wish I could give my past self a hug, because I was suffering so much. I didn't even know how much I was suffering. So that just like developed throughout the years. I was depressed. I eventually came out of depression, which I'm to this day so fucking grateful for, because I wouldn't be here if I was still, you know, struggling with it. And I definitely think that if you've ever gone through a time like that, where you literally lost your sense of self and your willingness to like live life, to wake up in the morning and be like, cool, like I'm alive, like let's do this, but rather I hate this, like I just want to feel numb and like I don't want to exist. It's the strangest, scariest feeling in the world, and I don't wish that for anyone. And if you've ever come out of a time like that, you'll see that like everything that matters is how you feel about yourself and how you can show up for yourself during times when shit is going down. And like I was just so young, I didn't have the tools to like navigate the pressure at home, the stress at home, my nervous system being a total wreck, and then like being this high achiever, perfectionist, not feeling like I had true friends to lean on, to rely on, obviously not having a mentor, because again, I was so young, I didn't know anything about coaching and mentorship at that time. So I didn't have anyone except for my mom, who was also struggling. And I think that really taught me how to self-lead, how to get myself out of a really dark place. I didn't even go to therapy. I went to therapy once, I think, because my mom was like, please go. And I didn't, I hated it. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to get myself out of this myself. And I don't fucking even know how I did it, but I feel like I've been in there for so long. It's been like 3 years of being really low, being really depressed, not wanting to live. And one day I was just like, I'm so fed up. I'm so fed up being in this victim state of, like, you know, my life sucks, I don't have friends. Like, I was so sick of those stories that I kept telling myself, because they were my reality at that time, but I didn't want to identify myself with it anymore. And so I dove into personal growth at that time, which is so funny. I picked up all these books that people love to read to just, like, get to know themselves. And I did that back then. I think I was 15. And with 16, I was pretty much recovered. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I have a new sense of self. I have a new sense of purpose in life. Like, I love personal growth. I love that I got to know myself on a new level. And that was kind of like the foundation. Then I got to university, which I was studying something really, to be honest, just because I knew my parents would be happy. My brother, who's like 1.5 years older, he was studying too. So I was like, I'm going to do the same. So I wasn't like fully, you know, like owning my path, but at least I was like better mentally. I was still super perfectionistic. So I got all these amazing grades, and then I was studying for 3 years. And after, I was like, fuck everything. So I graduated, and on the day I graduated, I was like, fuck everything. I don't even want any of this. And I was finally in that place to make a decision to just like take on a completely new path in my life. And that's how I started, you know, like my, like growing my Instagram and like getting into coaching and like coaching clients. And I kind of fell into that because it was so weird. I was posting on Instagram on all these topics like self-love, personal growth, mindset work, blah, blah, blah. And essentially, yeah, after a while, people were like, hey, do you offer some sort of mentorship or guidance? I really admire your journey. I really admire what you're all about. And then that's how I started coaching, which is like the weirdest thing, but somehow that happened. And I was like, cool, sure. I mean, I love it for sure. I'll just try it. Yeah. And over time, I grew into something.
Wow. Oh my God. So first of all, I had no idea that this happened for you so young, like 15, this like, cause I've had depression in my past and like not wanting to live and like suicidal ideation or thoughts or whatever, but it was later. It wasn't until like my early to mid 20s. So to hear that that was in somewhat of the foundation of your childhood, you know, your adolescence, like your teen, I'm sure that a lot of listeners can relate, because I remember my teenage years feeling so alone and probably feeling depression, but I didn't even have the skills to identify that that's what it was. Or I didn't like, the only thing I knew was I had a journal and I would write in that a lot. But I'm really curious, like, what were some of the things, or do you remember any of the, like the first moments or tools or books that you kind of like picked up to change your mental health? Because that's the foundation of everything, right? It's like what you believe about yourself, how you feel about yourself. So I would love to hear if you remember any of those things from what, a decade and change ago.
No, for sure. So I'm trying to remember, because I read so many books, and I think some of the first ones were A New Earth, funny enough. So they weren't mental health related per se at all. The Secret, like those type of books, like, not, again, it's so funny, but they were not mental health related. They were more so just opening me up to a new life, to a new way of living. And that's funny enough, what helped me change the state of my mental well-being was like opening myself up to the idea, oh, wait a second, there is a different reality out there for me. I don't have to stay where I'm at right now. I don't have to stay this version of me that I am right now. Like, that was more of the concept that made me realize, like, that expanded my mindset to the idea of, oh, like, actually, I can be anyone I want to be. Like, my personality isn't permanent. I can reinvent myself at this moment in time. I can choose to reinvent myself and work on myself. So it's funny, because again, it wasn't mental health related at all, but it was more so just like spiritual, about the universe, about energy, how we're all one, like how our thoughts and our actions create our reality, how we feel about ourselves and how that impacts, you know, our life and our path in life. And so diving into that really helped me understand, like, fuck, I can design my life from scratch, zero, meaning no mental health, no friends, no support system, no sense of self, over to, I'm just like designing this dream life of mine bit by bit now, by taking the actions, by changing my inner world, my thoughts, and just like really rebuilding the relationship to myself, because I had lost the connection to that when I was depressed. I didn't feel like myself. I felt numb. I couldn't feel anything in my body. I was like, I was like just hovering above my body almost. It was like I was out of my body, like a lot of different ways. I felt like completely out of touch with reality. And coming back to myself, coming back into my body and realizing like I'm the one in the driver's seat. Like there is no one I can outsource this to. Like I can't ask my mom to like live life for me. Like I have to fucking make the decision. And so making that, and I can still remember, I grabbed a piece of paper and I wrote down like, this is a commitment I make with myself. Like, I wrote that in German, obviously, because I'm German. But like I wrote down in German, like, this is a commitment I make to myself to do anything it takes to create a new life for myself. And I can still remember writing that down, like putting my signature under it, which was like so cheesy. But I did that because I wanted to contract with myself. Like, hey, I'm committed to myself now. I'm committed to myself, my healing, my growth, changing my life. Like I'm so committed to that. And that just like from that moment onwards, I was just like, something just switched. Something clicked for me to be like, all right, I got to do things differently now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think to your point, like it is like that moment, right? It's like your life changes in micro moments. Yes. But it only changes once you make that single decision that it's going to change. It's like your life changes literally in one decision. When you just decide that you're no longer available for that reality anymore, you're no longer addicted to the victim story, to the struggle identity, to everything has to be hard, any of that, and you're now becoming or embodying or believing these next things. And I've had plenty of times in my life where I've been like, I am so fucking sick of this shit. I'm done. I am so over it. Right. And it's powerful. Always like, yeah, it's like, it's always that moment. It's never like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna like bubble. It's like, no, I'm fucking fed up with my own bullshit. And now it's actually time to do the things I've been saying I'm gonna be doing, or to say I wanna do, or the life I've been dreaming about, and go actually create it and not wait for it to just magically unfold for me.
Yeah, I think taking ownership, taking self-responsibility is so powerful. And I love it because you're right. The energy of decision, like not just being like, oh, I want that, but like I'm choosing this. Like I'm not wanting this, desiring this, wishing for this to magically appear, but like deciding, committing, moving. This is the energy that's going to create like exponential results for you. So, and I know you've done it yourself with your career, with your, you know, mental health, also with our relationships, like just being so fed up with, oh, I'm wounded, I'm broken, like someone come and save me. Like, no, fuck no. We're like, we're owning it and we're changing things because we know like no one else is going to come and save us.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to Tony Robbins last November, I think it was, he talks about the state of being that is the most powerful is the one of decision. It's the one of certainty, basically, right? And it's like this energy of certainty. It's like you're standing proud, your chest is high, like your head is up, like you, the energy of certainty, if you actually embody certainty, what that feels like in your body, it is this feeling of like, I am doing it. Like it's this knowing, it's this like standing tall, kind of like soldiery, like stature. Yeah. Whereas like the energy of doubt or imposter syndrome or any of that is very like meek, and your head and your shoulders are like collapsed in on themselves, and you feel closer to the ground, you know, whereas when you're in certainty, your head's high, you feel closer to divine, like, and how just in, I know you talk so much about embodiment and as do I, it's like how we just show up in our lives, show up in relationships, show up in our businesses, both like physically, like our actual bodies, but also the words we speak and our energy, that is what dictates our success. It's not like, oh, I posted 6 times on Instagram this week, I'm going to get a client. Like that's not it. Even though that's what's preached. It's like, no, it's.
That is cute, but it doesn't change a thing.
Yeah. Cute, but not. So no, I want to hear more about you and your connection to your intuition and your feminine energy. Like that I know has been a more, I guess, like recent in the past few years of like witnessed your journey for sure. And I would love to hear that story of like when you kind of first even found it and what that looked like, and then kind of take us through the journey.
I love that. Okay. So I guess it started in early 2020. I was in Cape Town at that time by myself. I was still, you know, hyper independent, single for life. 2020, wait, how old was I? I was 24, right? I was 24. I just turned 24. It was January 2020. I was in Cape Town by myself, traveling solo, like living my best life. Like, yes, in a way I was, but like also I was hyper independent. I was wounded. I lost my dad the year before in 2019. And so I had a lot of shit that I carried that I didn't look at that time because I wasn't ready for it, because I didn't have the tools. I didn't know how to support myself. So I was, again, numbing myself. In 2019, I was completely burning myself out, overworking, obviously not letting anyone close, like romantically. It was 2019, like broke me to my core. Even though I was out of depression, like I was burned out as fuck. I was hyper independent, controlling, like hyper masculine, like super wounded. And so 2020 January in Cape Town was the first moment where I was actually looking into self-pleasure. TMI. Okay. But that was the first time in my life, I was 24 again, that I was like, oh, what's self-pleasure, what's the deal with my body, I was discovering that, and I was like, holy shit, like I've never even looked at that part of my life, like my sexuality, my sensuality, like my body and like how it works and what it needs. Because until that point, I had only ever pushed myself with coffee. You know, I wasn't in touch with my body, my intuition, anything like that, because I had completely lost touch with it, because I was scared to be in my body and to feel things I didn't want to feel, like the grief of losing my dad, of like not having a proper childhood, what we just said with like teenage years and feeling lonely. That was traumatic as fuck. Like, even though I didn't perceive it as that at that time, it was super traumatic to like not have a proper, like not child, like not just childhood, but also like teenage years where everyone was like going out, partying, dating. Like I was closed off. Like I was on a different planet during that time. I skipped that entire phase, essentially, of dating, of like getting to know my body, I skipped all of that. And so in that apartment, I started to like really look at those things. I started talking to my dad to like process and like say things that I would have loved to say to him when he was still with us. I started, you know, also connecting with my body more and starting to feel safer in my body. And I think that was the foundation of meeting Max like half a year later in summer 2020, when I was in Germany. I went to Germany like because of, you know, the world was shutting down at that time. We all know that time. We all remember it. And I went to Germany to feel less alone, because I was in Kuala Lumpur the months before, and in an apartment by myself. And I was like, fuck, like I don't want to be here alone right now. So I went to Germany and had such a good time there. And I started, we started texting, and I was like, I think like starting to open myself up to my partner back then. And like, again, it was like super low key at that time, but like that opened up something within me to like see, oh, like how do I interact when I'm actually like getting a little bit more serious with someone rather than like pushing them away. And when we started dating, I could really see like the dynamic was very much like him more in his feminine, because he's a creative, he's very soft, he's very gentle, kind, loving. And I was more like, go, 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 business, like doing the thing, boss babe, kind of energy. And so that was so interesting. And sometimes I look back on it and I'm like, that was so funny. But that's how it was. So like, I was totally in like my leadership role, like even when we were dating, which was horrible thinking back of it. I was like, I was so like I want like to take the lead, I want to control things, you know. And over time, as we got into this relationship then, and my heart softened, then I slowly started like de-armoring myself, do you say it like that, like just like putting the parts down, essentially, like around my heart. I could really see that like he was, you know, able to step more into his masculine, I was able to like be more in my feminine, and that kind of translated into my business too. So it was super interesting how kind of my romantic relationship and like softening in that and feeling safer in that kind of connected me back to my body, my intuition. And I could also like, that would translate into my leadership, into my business, how I'm showing up, how I'm leading, how I'm just feeling on a daily basis. So that was a very interesting journey in the past. You're right, like recent, like 3 years or so, 3.5 years maybe.
Yeah. We have a really similar timeline. I feel like that's also something that, like, I'm like, dude, same. Like, Kurt and I met in 2019. I was so in my masculine, controlling everything, food, my body, him, still hyper independent, but like also was like willing to give it a shot, you know? But then like, he was just like not having it. Like, Kurt is definitely like a masculine man. Like, he is like very in his empowered masculine. And I remember just like meeting him and him just being like, girl. And I'd be like, you're me. You know, like, just like my immature like little girl would come out and just be like, why don't you just let me do what I want, you know? And like, it was so funny to witness. But like you said, I feel like, and let me know if you feel like this is true, I feel like my relationship with Kurt has been the thing responsible for my business success. Meaning, like, what's happened from all of the healing and all the shit that we've gone through in our relationship has allowed me to step into a completely another level of woman, of leader, of business, of all of that from a place of like heart, you know? Like, yes, having the strong boundaries and having the strong spine, but like really leading with a soft heart and like, oh, it feels so good. It's so nice to be a soft woman.
I could not agree more, girl. This is exactly, and like sometimes he's even making fun of it. He's like, oh, like I helped you with your business without, like, you know, intentionally helping with business, but helping with like how you are as a human. I was like, yeah, fuck, that is so true. Like, yeah. I changed, and you also can see that change on a fundamental level within our own energy, embodiment, like our identity completely shifted 180 degrees. Yeah. And that has totally allowed us to accelerate versus like the controlling, the pushing, the hustling, the doing, and like, yeah, trying to achieve success through that versus just like softening into our hearts, into our bodies, like leading with intuition, like doing what feels good, not what makes sense or what some, you know, business coach told you to do. Like, we're making things our own and we're doing things with heart and with soul. And that is, again, a reflection of our love lives. And I am such a strong believer that everything is connected, and how we show up in relationships, how we show up in business, and vice versa. And I think, as you said, all the healing work we've done through our relationship, and usually it is the romantic relationship that triggers, yeah, us and that brings up all these old wounds, like healing that shit is so good for business too.
It is. It so is. So,
yeah, totally.
I remember connecting with you when we were chatting of like how it was so interesting that our businesses were growing and then we were in partnership for longer. And then something happened in like our relationship was going through a lot, right? Like, Kurt and I were, yeah, I don't want to say, I mean, it's hard to say, right? But like in my mind, I was like, is this really the relationship for me? Like, I was really questioning a lot. And I know that you and Max went through a whole thing as well. That's when my business was at its, yeah, lowest point. I was so confused. I was like, I don't know. I just, there was so much shit in that relationship that was coming up for me. Like, and it was so painful. And I think I was just like, I would rather just be with someone who doesn't trigger me as much. But obviously there was a lot to be healed. And it's like, I would have just brought this into the next relationship, you know? So, and now it's like, I know you and Max are like stronger than ever, and Kurt and I as well. And I'm like, there is a direct correlation to how much money I make, how much sex I have, how much fun I have. They're all related. Like, when you are in a relationship where you feel loved and seen and heard and like treasured and all of that, and that you got that on point, woman, like, we feel so loved and desired, and we're just like, ah, you know, like, we're living our best life. And then our relationship's great. And then it's like, it's by default that overflow comes into our businesses, you know? So I would love to hear like your reflections on that.
No, I couldn't agree more, girl. I think we talked about it on our like personal chat like a couple of weeks ago. We're like jamming on like and sharing all life, yeah, stories from the past year. And yeah, I know for you too, for you guys, like, last year was difficult. For us, it was exactly the same. And I also felt at that time such a, not lack of purpose per se, but a lack of connection, because I was so in so much pain emotionally. Like also, as you said, like questioning, is this really it? Like, do we have a future? Like, what's going to happen? Like, yeah, like I was completely, I didn't have the mental space even for my business that I would have normally had. Because as you said, when we're in this energy of overflow that like comes from our relationship, our love life, it translates naturally into how we're showing up in business, feeling sexy, juicy, bubbly, alive, embodied, you know. Whereas when we suffer in our personal lives, it doesn't just have to be romantic relationship, but primarily that, when we suffer like on a mental, emotional level in our personal lives, of course that energy is going to translate into business. And I have never felt this grounded and excited about my business as I do now, funny enough, as you said, now that I feel like I'm better than ever with him and like we're in the most beautiful place. And it's, I'm not saying you have to be in a healthy relationship to crush it in your business. You could also be single and crush it in your business, obviously. But again, if you don't feel good mentally, physically, emotionally, how are you supposed to crush it in your business? Because you're not in a place of overflow energetically, mentally, physically. Like, how are you supposed to serve others? How are you supposed to give 110%, like living your purpose, if you're feeling depleted, misaligned, disconnected, you know, exhausted, burned out, whatever it is, depressed? Like, it's almost impossible. I don't know if people are doing it, if that's happening, but like, I can't imagine how. So I couldn't agree more on that. And I definitely think that having a fulfilling either single life and like you're loving your sacred single era, you can crush it in your business, or you're in a healthy, loving relationship, feeling connected, because I think the feeling connected in your relationship also helps feel more connected to yourself and vice versa, obviously, which then helps to feel connected in business as well. Which obviously is always a good thing, because like people will feel it. People will feel it, how you're showing up. So I could not agree. I mean, you knew it, but I could not agree more on it. Like, it's so accurate.
Yeah. And it's wild. Like, I have been so interested and studied so much of the energetics of business and relationships and all of that. But I think what's shown it to be more true than ever is like when I'm sure maybe you've had this happen with your clients and obviously us too, but it's like when my clients get out of relationships that weren't aligned, something happens and their business skyrockets. Like,
totally.
This just happened to one of my clients. She just broke up with her boyfriends like 2 weeks ago, and she just had her first $10,000 month. Like,
yeah,
it was like boom, and it's like, oh, and interesting.
It has so much to do with what you're claiming for yourself, isn't it? Because when she's like, oh, this isn't aligned, it's like she's owning her worth. She knows what she has to bring to the table. She knows what's right for her. And she's not sabotaging by staying in the relationship just because it's more comfortable. Right. And I definitely think that our self-worth has everything to do with how much money we make too. And I know you're big on that too. Like, oh, how we feel about ourselves, how juicy we feel, how alive we feel, has everything to do with how much money we make. And so it makes so much sense that your client had this big month, because she was just like, no more settling, no more bullshit, no more like exhausting energy of like trying and holding on and like, yeah, being in a maybe toxic partnership or a partnership where you don't feel like you truly belong. Yeah. So this makes so much sense. Again, this is why I'm saying like, you don't have to be in a relationship to thrive, but you just have to be in a thriving place, like personally, mentally, emotionally, physically, because that will then get you into this energy of crushing it, like quantum leaping, doing the things that felt impossible before, because you were holding on to something weighing you down, right? Ultimately.
Yeah. And I think that's what both of us share in common so much is like, yes, like business and growth and leadership and all of that. Like, yes, of course it requires action, but oftentimes it's the alignment piece. It's the, like, it's not about adding things. It's actually about what is getting in the way of you expanding or quantum leaping, because like our natural tendency is growth and expansion and exponential growth. Actually, it's not that hard. Like, we are just naturally born to do that. So if right now, like, you're not in a place where you're just growing and things are consistently going up and up and up, and yeah, of course you're going to have the ebbs and flows, but if you're noticing a flat line, it's 99% of the time, it's not your business. it's something within you, within your relationship, your environment, the people in your life, your, you know, self-care, self-love or self-worth practices. Like there's so many things that are related to, or kind of the what's under the like piano, like hood, you know, it's like, sure, it looks like it's just like the external thing, but it's actually maybe a cord is like fucked up or a wire is messed up. It's like take a look at like what's going on inside of the machine, because chances are it's not your business strategy. Chances are it's something internal within you or your environment.
Especially if you feel like, oh, I'm doing the right things. Like I'm showing up and as you said, I'm posting 6 times a week on social media. Like I'm taking the action steps. I am showing up. Yeah. But like, in what kind of energy are you showing up? Are you feeling genuinely excited, aligned, alive? Are you feeling connected to whatever you're talking about? Right. Like, is that alive for you? Or is it just like, oh, I'm just ticking it off the box, like doing the right things. Like, yeah, that is one piece, as you said, like aligned action is important. I'm like a big believer of like consistency and like doing the things, but like if you've laid those grounds but like it's still not working, you have to, as you said, look a little bit deeper. And usually it is subconscious beliefs around worthiness. Usually it is that you're settling for something, that you're accepting something that is, that doesn't feel right, it doesn't sit right with you, but you're just like maybe disconnected from your body, so you can't see it, feel it. It's so, so important to know yourself on that level, and as you said, embody what you want, not just like do the things that would rationally, logically, strategically get you to where you want to be. And so that is where, like, yeah, like you want abundance, do you embody abundance, do you feel abundant in like all different areas of your life, right? Like this is how you quantum leap, is you're embodying it first and you're being it first. And I know you're so, so big on that too, is like getting into your body, dancing, like doing your practices, as you said, self-care. Like if I wouldn't take care of myself, I had nothing to give for my business. Like I for my clients, I couldn't give a lot at all, because I would feel depleted. And I can't even imagine sometimes how I was operating from that place like some years ago. It worked until it didn't. Like I was working my way to success until it stopped working, because I was so at capacity. And like my energy was just low. So I definitely think that, yeah, quantum leaps do rely on momentum, like in actions and habits, but also just like, how do you feel? Who are you being? So yeah, I definitely think that this is such a fundamental piece that a lot of people are missing, because it doesn't make sense per se, right? A lot of people are like, it doesn't make sense because I'm doing the right things, but it's not just the doing part, as both of you and I know. Yeah. And I think it's something to really just like raise more awareness around, so people understand like, oh, it's not just what I do, it's like who I am and what I feel on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. I always feel like the most illogical things that I do lead to the quantum leaps. Like it doesn't make fucking sense at all. I'm like, this is so stupid and it doesn't make sense. Yet somehow like it creates the success I thought that the other thing was going to create. You know what I mean?
So good. I definitely think brave, bold, like logical, rational decisions where other people are like, why the fuck would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't make any sense, but damn, does it feel right in your body. Damn, does it feel expansive? Does it feel juicy? It's like it's bold and like it doesn't make sense, but it's just you following that intuitive nudge within you, right? I love that quote, like the most illogical, irrational decisions lead to you taking quantum leaps, because a lot of people don't take quantum leaps because they don't dare to go there to do those big scary things that again don't make a lot of sense. Sometimes they do, but most often they don't. Like for me, when I was 22, moving to Bali all by myself, selling my belongings, like no sense. Like my mom was like, what the fuck, girl? Like you just finished your degree, 3 years of studying, amazing grades, like what are you doing? And I was like, yes, I'm doing it. Like best fucking decision of my life, for sure.
And I mean, it's the same with me and van life. It's the same with, you know, investing in mentorship when you're like, how the fuck am I going to pay for this? Oh my God. You know, it's like, it's a leap after a leap after a leap. And it's like my mentor said something to me 2 days ago that I was like, holy shit. And it was this: you have two choices in life, be safe and be unfulfilled, or be brave and be happy. And I was like, whoa, like it's actually so simple, like success, fulfillment, all of this. It's, you just can't choose the safe option, like consistently. Sure, there's a time to do that. Like maybe it's not about taking scary action every single fucking day, right? Like give your nervous system some space to like integrate and like land in your new level. We don't want to traumatize you. But like,
yeah.
But you know, all of my leaps have happened when I made an irrational decision to bet on myself and go all in, whether that was selling all my shit and buying a van, buying the nicest, most expensive, literally most expensive van that there is to buy. Does that make any sense to my brain? No. But Kurt and I were like, let's fucking go, right? And I'm so glad we did. And I know for you with traveling to, like moving to Bali, selling all of your stuff, like there's so many moments that I'm sure even everyone listening can reflect back on. Like we've all had those moments, the illogical, irrational, like times where you've done something that's just been like, fuck it, you know, but not from like an ungrounded fuck it, like a deep body knowing fuck it. That is where your next level and next version, next growth, next evolution like lives. It's in that space of like, oh, like I'm on the edge. I'm like right there. What the fuck? This doesn't make any sense. Your brain is like, no, 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 bad, not safe, not safe. But your heart and your body is like, I'm going to die if I don't do this.
Yeah. You know? Oh my goodness. So it's like from a place of self-trust, really, isn't it? It's not from a place of fuck it, I'm like irresponsible. It's from a place of fuck it, I'm trusting myself that this is going to get me exactly to where I'm supposed to be. And no matter what the circumstances will be, I'll work it out. Like I trust myself enough that whatever the outcome is, I'll make it work in my favor. And I think this is huge for taking quantum leap. It's like doing exactly the scariest thing that you could possibly do because it feels right and trusting that you got your own back. Like you'll be fine. You'll be safe because you create that with yourself. Yeah. So I love that.
I love this whole convo. I'm like, ooh, what am I going to do? You know, I'm like getting excited of like, ooh, my edge. I'm already like in an edge, but like, I'm like, ooh, more edge. Like lean in, don't back away from the fear, lean in. Like, oh, it's always,
I mean, this is the message. This is a message for our people right now. It's like, lean into your fear and really just look at, okay, where can I be a little bit braver? It doesn't have to be, as you said, like ruining your nervous system and like constantly putting yourself into these situations where you're like, fuck. But like doing it every now and then is really, really healthy because ultimately what it does, it expands your capacity to hold a little bit more uncertainty and discomfort. Like you're teaching your body like, hey, there's safety in that expansion. There's safety in that discomfort. Like I'm fine regardless of my body freaking out right now because this is unfamiliar, like, right? So I really, really love that through those practices, like making those big, bold decisions that feel scary as fuck, like we can actually heal ourselves because we can start to regain the self-trust. Like, oh, I did this. It didn't make sense. I didn't get anyone's validation for it, but I validated myself. I went for it and I made it work for myself no matter what. I think this is really where we can build such deep self-trust, such a beautiful relationship with ourselves, which then obviously allows us to do and create and have whatever we want in life. So I love that. I love that so much, babe. I think this is so invaluable for our listeners. So like everyone, please don't just listen, but integrate this. Think about, where can I be braver? Where can I take more leaps? Where can I, you know, like look at my fear and my discomfort and do it anyways and create safety in my body and like regulate myself whilst doing this thing. I think this is so important.
Me too. It's been my biggest message since day one is like, fear's your compass. You know, you just have to fucking go for it. Trust yourself, you know, work with mentors and coaches that you trust, that you know, that you vibe with, and like take the leap.
Vibe with is a huge one.
Yeah. It's like, yo, that's why we do this. That's why we love this work. It's like creating these little brave, not little, but these like brave badasses, you know, like an army of just badass, bold action takers. Like, that's what I love to see.
No, honestly, and I think it's really all about like feeling connected, because when you're not feeling connected to yourself, when you're not feeling connected to your mentor, like how are you supposed to like feel expansive? I think It all starts with how we feel about ourselves and how connected we are to ourselves. And then when we're choosing an expander, like a mentor, like we have to feel connected. And I think both you and I are so big on like the client connection too, like just feeling like it's not just like, oh, it's like a business relationship. Like, yeah, in a way it is, obviously. But also it's like, it's fun. And like, we get to play with them. We get to grow with them. Like we get to grow alongside them. Like, I think this is just such a sacred job to have, to be honest with you.
It's the best fucking job in the world.
Amen. Amen.
I would still do it even if I wasn't making a single dollar. Like, that's when you know, like, this is deep alignment. Like, it's just so much fun, you know? So cheers to that.
Cheers with like coconut water.
Yes. Same. Oh my gosh. Laura, I just love you. I am so excited to see you in real life. And I know that everyone listening is going to get so much value out of this. Before we like wrap it up, I would love to know, because so many listeners are tapping into their feminine energy more, connecting back to their body, creating safety in their body. I want to know, where do you feel the most alive or the most yourself?
I feel the most alive when I'm completely disconnected from my phone, my laptop, when I'm just in my body and like laying the sun, my dogs and my partner, like that's when I'm feeling myself, when I'm just immersed in the present moment, when there's no need to do anything in particular, to be anywhere. I mean, again, everything I do, I love on a daily basis, but it's also so nice to just like have those days where you're just like, you know, whatever my heart desires, I'll do today. Whatever I need, I will, you know, take care of that need. And for me, it's just pure presence, to be honest. I used to have such a hard time being present. I used to have such a hard time, like not overthinking, not, you know, feeling the internal pressure, like, you know, common high achiever symptom, I guess, like constant pressure to like do something, to be productive. When I'm just like so at peace with myself, with how my life is and feels and looks, again, laying in the sun, coconut water by my side, dogs by my side, my partner by my side, I don't need any of those external things, by the way, but like it's such a nice add-on to my own presence and my own, like my own company, and just feeling at peace with myself and who I've become and where I'm going and who I am becoming. I think this is really where I'm just so tapped into my feminine, when I'm just like mothering myself a little bit and just feeling juicy and alive and present and unbothered.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I think everyone needs to go to the beach right now with some coconut water and just go fucking take a break.
Like, no, this
go
is,
relax.
You should do that more often. Everyone should do that way, way more often. I think, I mean, this is such a typical stereotype feminine energy thing, but really it is about you just being in your body, being connected to the present moment and doing whatever the fuck you're feeling. Like if you want to dance, dance. If you want to like cook a nice meal, cook a nice meal. I love listening to music and just like moving my body in whichever way. Like these are just things that make me so content and alive in a way, make me feel alive in a way. So yeah, whatever it is for you, like maybe it's the beach. I think for a lot of us, it's nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like being disconnected in nature, sunshine, or like if you're like a cozy person, like get your snow fixed, like I don't care, but like be in nature, be present, ground yourself, and just just like be so at peace with yourself, because again, I think a lot of us are constantly in our heads thinking about the next thing, planning the next thing, feeling the need to be somewhere or be someone, and just like being so content with what we have, I think it's like one of the most abundant things we can possibly like do or have or be. So yeah, pretty much that.
I love it. I love that. Thank you. So where can our amazing listener community find you on the internet?
So my main platform, as everyone probably always says, is like Instagram. I have obviously also a website. I have a cool blog. I write weekly newsletters that are super juicy. I love writing them. They're called Align and Accelerate with Laura. But yeah, primarily Instagram. I can send you guys my handle. Like we can put it in the show notes, but like it's @laura.hurd. This is where you find me. I just like post like maybe a couple of times a week on, yeah, all things feminine leadership, you know, embodying magnetism, living your most lit up life, thriving in life, love, Korea. So you can check me out there, but you can also, yeah, like, you know, subscribe to my newsletter and stuff, because I love my newsletters. I'm like so big on them this year. So
I love that. Anyways. I think I'm on your newsletter because I wanted to be. I was like, oh my God, I want to read Laura's updates so I don't have to go on Instagram.
Well, girl, on the first of each month, I usually send out like my monthly things, and like they're so long. There's so much juice in them. There's like a lot of personal life updates, but also like journal prompts, etc. But like they're juicy. The monthly ones are like really, really long, but like they're fun to read. Promise. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Please, guys, go check out Laura. Laura is such a soul sister. Obviously you just heard her whole story and this conversation, and I'm sure you fell in love with her, but she is just such a treasure. And I'm so glad that the Instagram gods connected us and that we are going to be besties for life. Please go check out her Instagram, subscribe to her newsletter. And assuming that you loved the show and loved this episode, take a screenshot of it and tag both of us on Instagram. Let us know your biggest takeaway. Or if you'd rather send it to a bestie, send it to somebody in your life who is also embodying more of this feminine energy, who really wants to lean more into this like softness and play and surrender and start taking these bold leaps in life, in love, in business, and all of that. So thank you again for being here. I so appreciate you. Love you guys so much. Thank you, Laura. I love you. And I'm sure we'll be having another one of these conversations very soon.
Yes. All right. Thanks for having me on, babe.
Of course. Bye, you guys. See you next week.
Bye.